So let's continue over here on Samach Vav on the Beish. So essentially, we're really continuing from the Ace thing, right? By Rav Yosef.
Yeah.
So what are we up to? It's been a little while. So let's just run through the facts. Yeah, we'll do Rabbeinu Peretz. So let's just run through the facts again quickly. So you have Rav Yosef holds Yayush is not Kohanah, correct? At all. Even with Rabbanan. So Abaye is asking a kasha on Rav Yosef. What's the kasha? Just Bekitzer. The kasha is from the Mishnah in Kalim. That if you steal, I'm sorry, that Oro shel Bala Bayis Machshav Mitamosa. Okay, so if you have the leather of the Bala Bayis, then he can be koveh them as kalim with his machshava, and then they'll be makabel. It'll be roy to be makabel tuma, with his machshava alone. Okay, and if they're from the professional, then it's not. But that's just because he's not really. It's not a definitive machshava. But the kash is from this case. Shel ganav machshava metamoson shel gazlan ein machshava metamoson. So that's the Tanakam. Rav Shimon Omer Chilav Adaram. Shel gazlan machshava metamoson shel gazlan ein machshava metamoson. Okay. So the machlokas, if it's the is it the machshava of the ganav or the machshava of the gazlan? But what's it tally on? It's tally on which one there's yeyish by. Lefi shalom nesiyishu abaylam. Vishma mino yeyish kona. So what's the kasha? The kasha is basically saying that you have to be the Bala Bayis. The assumption of here is that it's the Bala Bayis whose machshava is metamoson. Okay. And then it's telling you that there's a machlokas if it's the gazlan or the ganov who can have the machshava to be metame, the oros. And what is the machlokas tali on? Which one has yeyush? So that implies that yeyush is kona. And that's why the ganav or the gazlan, according to whichever way you hold is the yeyush, can be yoredly to betoras kli with his machshava. Right? So he says, right, shema mino yeyush kona. Omar le hocha b'maya skinan kigon shekits on. Okay, what does that mean? Rashi. Yeah, what are these things going? What is his machshava on these things? So Rashi explained, basically the machshava is to make them into covers, saddles, tablecloths, like basically things that just function, that the flat plain leather functions for, right? So basically it's roy for that usage. You just have to decide that that's the use you want it to be dedicated for, and then it'll become it'll be identified as that kind of a kli. Okay, so what did he do over here? Kotzon, Rashi says, deika tar drumir, which if you look it up in the French dictionary, he says to cut. What do you guys have? So he says deika tarti shinui maiso v'yeyush. Well, the olam yeyush gereda lokani. It's a little bit difficult though, because there's no doubt about it that it's based on yeyush. That was the whole question. So if it's based on yeyush, and this is a shinoi, if this is really a shinoi maisa, if that's Rav Yosef's answer, the shinoi maisa, so shinoi maisa doesn't need yeyush. So how could it be that yeyush is not kona? And kitzon is the shinoi maisa. So then why does it have to be tali on yeyush? Everybody should agree that no matter what, kitzon should be good. So that's basically the problem that Tosos, all the Rishonim are bothered by. Right? Like for instance, Tosos. He says, kigon she kitzon, umoel im hayeyush, ava lechude lo koni, delav shinoi maisahu. Well, then what is it? And then what is it? Okay. So Rabbeinu Peretz explains it a little bit better. Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz.
sounds like, from just from terms of, it sounds like there is no Shina Maisa at all here.
Sounds like there's no Shina Maisa at all.
I mean, although the Rishonim do correct to say that Tosis does hold this, it's like the Tosis being a parrot says.
Because the problem is the Mishnah calls it Machshava. Yeah. And also the Mishnah itself just calls it Machshava. Okay. Right, or like the Ravid says. He says, Dika Kitsas Maisa. Miu boy yeish bechi hai maisa to love maisa gomoru. It's like a little maisa. It's not a full maisa. Yeah, does anybody remember in the Krisis a little bit we had in the beginning about whether bowing down is a maisa? So there's certain machlok of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Well, it's like a small maisa. It's neither you can't get lav shame maisa. You don't get malchus on. But the question is, what constitutes a maisa? Is bowing a maisa? Remember those things with the armpit guy. So the Gemara considers it like a small maisa. Good question. It's a good question. So the reason over there why it's not considered a maisa, in my opinion, is because it doesn't have an object. It's just the self. So it doesn't qualify fully as a maisa of avodah zarah. Is like you take ketores and you burn it.
What about yishtachvah? Or is that?
That's the case. That's the question. Is that considered like a maisa or not? So technically, the general idea of a maisa is you take an object, and then you act upon it. That's the full-blown maisa in Isser and in Mitzvah. Right? So, maisa zuta, I think the Gemara calls it. Maisa zuta. Maisa zuta is where there is a maisa, but it has no effect. It has no object that it changes. It doesn't have a product. A real maisa implies a product, a change in something. That's a full-blown maisa, like on Shabbos. Anytime you have a maisa, it generally means that. That the maisa is the effective agent of a change. And just waving around my hands is not a full maisa. But that's the question of the Bahishtach Havoya. It is the avoda, but it has no... There's no product involved. But over here, we have to think about it a little bit differently. But they're trying to work on this kind of idea, like a partial maisa. I mean, what does that mean, a partial maisa? See, I can say partial maisa in Isser because I could tell you full maisa means you act and it causes a change. So partial maisa is I'm just acting, but there's no change.
Why does it need to be changed? Like, why?
I'm not saying why, but I'm saying if I wanted to define full maisa.
Is it of a maisa?
Yes. I effectuated a change in an object. I effectuated a change of its location. I am the agent, and there is an object. My doing means I affect something. Right. Okay. It's a shine makom. Something happened. It didn't stay the way it was. It's not a permanent change, obviously. It's more of a location change. Okay, whatever it is. Or I converted it into an object of something of contemplation. I'm using it for something, like the chinuch says. I'm using it as like a sign. I'm using it like a symbol. I'm waving a flag. There's something going on over there. Anyhow, it's an interaction. That's part of what a mice is. Let's go. V'zeh loshon rabino talmid rabino peresh b'she kotzon. Vim tomar kevan dika shinoi maisa lama li yeyush da bein la rabbanan bein Rabbi Shimon boi yeyush mi de maflik bein gan of la gazlin ki de pirish a kunchus la el. Okay, so as the Mishnah is machlokas rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon, right? And both of them say you need yeyush because that's the machlokas between gan of and gazlin. So everyone agrees it's only going to work if there's yeyush. Because that's their machlokas, whether there's yeish by ganav or gazlan. But if it's a shinoi maisa, then you shouldn't need yeish at all. But you see, everyone agrees you need yeish. V'yeish lomar de hiktzio lo havi shinoi maisa gomor. Demaisa zutahu, right? He uses that lashon. What does that mean? Ulechein. You know, certain things we generally say there's nothing in between, you know, like moving and not moving. You can't say I'm moving a little. Either moving or you're not moving. What does it mean? It's either a maisa or it's not a maisa. What does it mean? It's a little maisa. So he says, "Demaisa zutahu, ulekach boi nami, davi yeyush bahade, umachshava deketani lav machshava gereidusak omar." So even though the Mishnah says it's machshava, it's not machshava alone. Ela machshava im hakitzuak omar. Vishema gam hakitzuya kari le machshava. Mishum demaisa zutahu. So he's unsure. When it refers to the machshava, is it just referring to an element of what you're doing? You're really doing machshava and a maisa zuta? But when it says it's machshava, it's referring to the machshava. Okay. But it doesn't really mean machshava alone. It means machshava plus something else. Just not saying what the plus is. Or can it even refer to the maisa as a machshava? That's his question in the Lashon. Is when it says machshava, what's it referring to? Is it referring to the machshava that it should be the tablecloth? But it just omits the fact that you have to do it with a little maisa? Or is it actually referring to the maisa as a machshava because it's not really a full maisa? Okay. So what is the maisa? So why is it not a maisa? And what is the maisa doing over here? And it seems like the maisa is helping the machshava, not the machshava helping the maisa, or not. I don't know. And how is it different than a regular shina maisa? You don't need any yesh. All right, great. Shina maisa alone definitely doesn't need yesh. That's pasha. Shina maisa doesn't need yesh at all. Shina maisa doesn't need yesh at all. Because, why? Because it's different. It's a different chefza. There's no doubt that it's a different chefza. If I take wool and I turn it into a three-piece suit, doesn't matter. The change is real. The change is objectively is true, and it's in the substance. I've turned it into a completely different form.
Is that all
Shina Mice
is?
That's all Shina
Mice
is.
This doesn't do with like a function.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but like Tosa says, by the Beis Shammai, by the Esnan Zona, he says, it's a different thing. It's a different thing.
I mean, like, isn't the case like you always bring up, like cutting off the animal's leg?
Ein ze oso shebali yada b'toras Esnan. Right, shine dechishe dechoshev keacher. It's like a different thing. It's like a different thing. So they're going to come down to questions of how much of a change is considered to be a different thing. But if you say a healthy animal and a crippled animal are considered different things, then it'll be a shine meiser. It's just a question of, yeah. I mean, when you say is it a question of the function? Of course, it's a question of the function. That's how we give things names. By what functions they have. That's what we call things by. We call this a table because it has a certain function. We call that a chair because it has another function. Right? Not because of how it looks. Because it has a certain function. I can make a very modern table that looks like a chair. I don't know. Right? Okay, 1 second. So that's Shinoi Maisa. So shinei maisa means the thing is no longer the same object. And then we have all the ideas we were learning a long time ago that now that it's in my rishus and it becomes a new object, so it loses, it's nofak me rishus bale, right? That was the question of shinei. Okay. Well, what's the question here? So now how is this shinei maisa going to work? If it's really Shina Maisa, it shouldn't need Yeyesh. And if it's Machshava, then it shouldn't be good without Yeyesh. I mean, that's also the assumption of the Gemara. Right? Machshava alone wouldn't be good with Yeyesh. Right? Yeah. Let's just take the first question. Let's just take one question first. Why is this not a good maisa? Yeah.
If I can change the function.
Right.
It always function as this.
Correct. That's like what Yisrael was saying also. That is this. There's no new function that is emerging because of this trimming of the edges. Can't really say you have changed it from an or into something else. It's just a trimmed or. I mean, it's not like I'm giving it a whole new tzura and identity. Right? Okay. So that's not a shina maisa. Because you haven't converted it in any way into a new functional entity. Yeah. Okay, so that's why it won't work midin shinoi. So you can't say that it's working midin shinoi maiso. All right, so then how is it working? So it's working to help your machshava somehow, right? It's working somehow to help your machshava. So in this type of a case, in other words, when the object is really in the form that it's roi to be used as the tablecloth or as the rug, so it's the shame of the table, the shame of the rug comes about through designation, not through change of its form. Right? There are certain things that it becomes a new object because you're changing its form. That would be via shinoi maaso. Certain things that it becomes the object simply because of designation. That's machshava, correct? So over here we're saying it's not a maisa. It doesn't become the new object from the physical restructuring. That doesn't give it a new identity. It has the same identity as before. It's just a little bit neater. And also, it can't be done through machshava. Why can't it be done through machshava? Why can't it be done through machshava alone? Because you're not the Baal, right? You don't have the right to define and to be koveya somebody's object. Since Yeish is not Kona, then I don't have the ability to define somebody's object. Correct? So then how does it work in the combination? You have to say, I mean, just descriptively, like you were trying to say before, that there's two things that go on with the, like you were saying before, with a full-blown shinoi maisa, so I'm going to be kona because now it's a different object. But over here, that's not what the maisa is accomplishing. But over here, the problem with the machshava, really, this becomes a new object through machshava, not through maisa. The only thing is, I'm unrelated to the cheftza. So my machshava is foreign to this object. If it's my object, then I have the right midin bailus. There has to be some connection between the baal machshava and the chefza in order for my machshava to be effective. Okay? So if I'm the baal of the chefza, so my relationship is through bailus. So I have the right of all of its tashmish, and therefore I have the right to be koveya, one specific use. But if I'm not the baal, if I'm not the owner, then the Gemara is saying over here that in the state of Yeish, I'll have to define it a little bit better. The problem is, in the state of Yeish, if I do a Maisa Zuta, what's a Maisa Zuta? A Maisa Zuta is a Maisa that doesn't create the change, but it does reflect the change. So by doing the trimming of this leather with the machshava of being koveyayet, that's a way that my machshava can be mitzuruf to the chefza. In other words, what's the tziruf of my machshava to the object? Not midin bailus, but midin maisa. It's a maisa of machshava. It's not a maisa of shinoi. It's a maisa of machshava. Maisa of shinoi means to say that the product, here I'm using the maisa not for its product, but just for its way to, just as a means of relating my machshava to it. So that's why it's a maisa zuta, because the effect is not coming from the maisa. The effect of the change in the object is not the product, like I was saying before. A full blown maisa means I do an action, and the product of my action is the new object. Right? That is something that is objectively true, and it's not midin. I'm not koned midin maisa. I'm koned midin maisa because it's simply not the same chefta that I stole. So there's no more din of Heshev Zegdil Asher Gozal, and I can be koned via the change, right? But over here it's a maisa zuta. Why? Because it's not the maisa that is the product of the maisa is not the shame dulka or whatever it was that Rashi calls it, right? Because that's not creating the function, but it's a maisa. So I'm only using the maisa. So that's why it's not a maisa gomer. It's not a maisa gomer because the shame doesn't emerge as the product of my acts. Because it's not an act of converting a raw material into a product. It's just an act of trimming around, the cleaning it up. Okay? But I can use that but since it's a mice that does effectuate the object, I can use that as a means of being koveya with my machshava. Because it's a derech, it's like a bridge to the chefza of the thing, define it a little better. But the point is, let me put it this way. Let me tell you exactly what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say it like this. There's two kinds of, and this is I think what you were saying. With a kinyan of maisa, there's two ways to have a kinyan of maisa. Either because the maisa turns it into something else that wasn't the baal's, or because the maisa allows a new expression of my ownership, a new expression of my bialis.
Through
machshava. In other words, the difference is if you need yesh. If it's a new cheftza, I don't need yesh, because it's simply not the cheftza that I stole. If it's the same cheftza of the that I stole, then if the maisa is not going to change the chefza into a different object, but there's yeyush, so now that allows a new maisa bailus on the chefza, a new kinyan of bailus. It's really a kinyan of a new maisa kinyan. But how do I make that maisa kinyan? By expressing my das in the chefza. By putting my machshava in the chefza, by expressing my own contribution to this chefza, by putting my mark on it, so to speak, then he's saying that's a different kind of a shinoi maisa. It's not a shinoi maisa of turning it into a new object through the maisa, but it's a shinoi maisa that I can use my maisa to express my das within this chefza. I can't express my das in the chefza without the maisa, but the maisa allows my machshava to be expressed.
You need the
yesh
first.
Because it's not going to be any better than just stealing it from the guy. When I stole it from the guy, I also took it out of his rishos. Putting in my das is not going to. In the state of yesh, it is. The guy already gave up hope on it, right? So why isn't it mine right away? Let's take Rav Yosef Shita. So why isn't it mine after Yeish? Right? He disagrees with Rabbah. He goes, Yeish Kedi is not Kona. But that doesn't mean Yeish doesn't do anything. It just means to say, since it was Bali Yadi Be'isser, right, he won't allow the Yeish alone to be Kona from the Maisa of the Gzela. Okay? In other words, you can't consider the guy now simply a motzi aveda in his rishos, because he created the whole rishos of the gzela, of the aveda itself. through Isser. But he holds that it is roy for another Maisa of it needs an independent Maisa of Kenyan. It's roy to be since he was miyayish on it, it really intrinsically is roy for the Kenyan of a new bailus. The only thing is, it can't be from the very nature of the state that created the yayish. Because that state he created b'isser. That's Rav Yosef's argument. But a new maisa is good. The only thing is, it has to be a new maisa of a different kind of an expression of a different expression of bialis, not the original expression of bialis. So as long as he does a physical act to the chefza that expresses his das, that's like a new maisa of kinyan for him. Yeah. In other words, what we're saying over here is that the chiddush of Rav Yosef is that part of the kinyan of shinoi maisa is that it's an expression of the, is not only in terms of the fact that the maisa changed the chefza, but that the maisa is an expression of the bailus of the ganav. And if he can express in the chefza an act of bailus, that itself is the kinyan. Was by a full fledged shinei maisa. Difference is if you need yeish or not, though, right?
Yeah.
By a full fledged shinei maisa, you don't need yeish. Because memela, it's going to be in a different chefza. So the maisa is actually changing the object. Now that it's a different object, it's not shayach to the original the original nignav. Over here, let's understand this carefully. Over here, what? Does the maisa change the object or not? Maybe a marsha. So we're saying the maisa doesn't change the object, right? The maisa doesn't change the object. Huh? Right, because if the maisa really changed the object, then why would you need yesh? Right? It's not that the maisa is changing the object. Because the maisa doesn't do anything. Correct? So it's a different element of the maisa. It's not the maisa in the sense that it creates a new product, but it's the maisa in the sense that it allows the machshava to be expressed in the object. Okay? And if it's in the state of yeyush, okay, then it's, what is it lacking? Why am I not kona if it's in the state of yeyush? Because even though the Baal gave up his bailus on it, I have no maisa bailus. I have no maisa kinyan. Because I can't rely on the maisa geneva as the original, as a maisa kinyan. So I need a new maisa of kinyan. What's a maisa kinyan? A maisa that expresses your bailus. You understand what I'm saying?
But that seems like it's going back on the maisa now.
Of course.
Into maisa.
But it's not maisa in the sense of maisa, of maisa, you know, correct. No, right? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Johnny, you're shaking your head. In other words, the thing is like this. What is yeish? Yeish means that the Baal has withdrawn his interest in it. Okay? So Rabba says, okay, so you're kona automatically. Rav Yosef says, you're not kona automatically. But why are you not kona automatically? Because you still need a Maisa Kinyan. You can't just say that the original Maisa Geneva put it into the state where yeish is now automatically acquired by me. So it's not that yeish is nothing, but yeish simply makes it roy for kinyan, and there's no, but you can't use the Maisa of the Geneva as the kinyan itself. That's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba holds the original Maisa of the Gezela will be sufficient to set up the kinyan once yeish kicks in. Okay. All right, I know we had a whole thing before about whether the kinyan is going back to the beginning or if it's a new kinyan now, but whatever it is, it means to say you can use the realities of the Maisa Gezela for the kinyan of Yeish itself. Whether it's really a Maisa kinyan from the time you picked it up or it's a Maisa kinyan at this moment, that doesn't bother me. I'm not interested in that chilek. But Rav Yossi says you need a new Maisa kinyan. Right? You need a new kinyan. So therefore he's saying when you need a kinyan, you don't need a Maisa that changes the Cheftza. You don't need a Maisa in the sense that it's a Maisa that's going to change the Cheftza, Mitzad Maisa. You just need a Maisa that's going to allow your expression of Das to be fulfilled through the Cheftza. Because you just need to act on the object. You don't need to change it anymore. You just need to be considered imposing your will in the object. So I simply need a reality expression of my will. Then I can say, yes, you treated this like a Baal. Okay? But that's because all it needs is an expression of Bailus. An expression of Bailus means I have to be able to take a machshava and implement it within the object. Okay? But if there was no yeish at all, then it's not enough to act like a Baal. I have to actually do because then my machshava plays no role. The machshava of the guy is good. If he wants to act like a Baal, the machshava would be a good. The mice of the machshava is really what we're looking at, because the machshava is his will. The only thing is, his machshava doesn't relate to the object. So how does his machshava become? How does it demonstrate that he is controlling the object with his machshava? By a maisa mochiach of his machshava. It's simply like a maisa mochiach of his machshava. So it's a shear in his machshava. That's why we can call it machshava. We can say, what is the mechanism of this kinyan in the Oros? It's that his machshava was expressed in it. How was his machshava expressed in it? Because he had an idea and he did a little finishing touch that brings it out. Okay, so now it wasn't just stam a thought, it was actually a thought concretized, right? But that's because it's not really in the reshus of the original Baal. And now it's open for a new Maisa of Bailus. But if there's no yeish, it's fully in the reshus of the original Baal. So the only way now you need something that's actually mafkia it from the reshus of the Baal. So you have to do a maisa that has nothing to do with machshava, just a maisa per se that actually changes the chefza. Your machshava is not shayach in that stage because you have no, it's not open for somebody else's das. The thing that has yeish on it is really ready to receive anyone else's das. The only thing is you have to hook into it. You need a way to hook your das into it. It's not in the rishus of anyone else, essentially. So it just needs somebody to express their das in it. But if there's no yeish, then no one's das is going to be any good. The only thing that's going to be good is if I can actually make it something different. But that's all has to be by Maisa. So if I did a little snipping around, I say, well, what did you do? You did nothing. That Maisa didn't change it, and your machshava is nothing. So nothing happened. You'd have to actually convert it into a whole new cheftza. But I think it goes back to what you were saying. When there is no yeish, then you have to be mafkia it from the reshus of the Baal. To be mafkia it from the reshus of the Baal, you have to change all of its qualities, and one of those qualities is the bailus. That gets lost in the change, and now it's a new chefza. But if there's no yeish, you don't have to be mafkia from the other guy. You just have to be machnas into your reshus. To be machnas into your reshus, you have to act like a Baal. Das and machshava is a maisa bailus, but how does it relate to this object? You need to do a maisa mochiach that relates your machshava to the object. Just to review quickly, now it's like the top piece of the Gemara. Take a look at the very top piece of the Gemara. So the Gemara says that if the guy steals chametz, right, and he and it's over a love of Pesach, So he can give it back to the guy and say, Arei Shalocha Vanecha. Right? So the Gemara says, Ah, if Yeish is Kona. So the Baal was definitely Miyayesh before Pesach started, because it's worthless to him after, once Pesach starts. So then why isn't the Gazlan Kona? And if the Gazlan is Kona, he can't say Arei Shalocha Vanecha. So he'd have to pay him back the money. That's a lot to absorb in 3 seconds, but wait, you understand the question?
No.
Question like this. If the Gemara says, if I steal your chametz, and then Pesach passes, I can give back the chametz to you. Don't worry about all the issue. I can return the chametz and say, here, I'm returning your object. And then I'm pater. Right? But you can only say Arei Shalocha Vanecha if the Gazlan was never Kona. Once the Gazlan is Kona, there's no more Arei Shalocha Vanecha. Because it's not yours, it's mine. Right? So since the Mishnah says you can say Arei Shalocha Vanecha, that shows you the Gazlan was never Kona. Right? Aye, but the Baal must have been Miyayesh because he knew Pesach was coming and he knows chametz has no value. So the Gemara says that proves Yeish is not Kona. Okay? So the Gemara's answer is no. Yeish Kedi is Kona when the Gazlan wants to be Kona. But not when he doesn't want to. So it means to say that according to Rabbah, it puts it in the situation of his Rishus, and that when the guy is Miyayesh, he can do like Ke'ilu, like a new Maisa Kinyan on it, through the Rishus that it's in, through the fact that it's in his Rishus. He can use his Rishus as the Maisa Kinyan. Just like someone is Miyayesh on an Aveda and you pick it up, here, there's a Maisa Kinyan of Das, you have to be a Kona, and since the Gazlan doesn't want to be Kona, your Chametz, that's over Pesach, is going to be detrimental to him, and he has no interest in it, so it just stays in his rishus, as the nigzals. But the point is that according to Rabbah, you can use the fact that it's in your rishus. You can use your rishus as a vehicle of the kinyan that occurs. That's roi to occur after the yeish. So like the yeish removes the original das of the original baal, but you still need a kinyan. Right, so we're saying that's the way I'm saying the machlokas is. The machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef is whether the mitzias that the gezela created is that roi to be used as a maisa kinyan, or do I say no? Since that whole mitzias of being in Marishos is midin iser, halachically we don't regard it as roi for the kinyan of after the yesh. Just very descriptively.
So I gotta say that. The question can be like...
All right. But the problem is that what? The problem is what? Maskif lo rabba bar rachanan va lo itzba shanukan ve itzba ein sricha kitzua. Titnan kol mokom shen chisron malocha machshava metamaso yesh chisron malocha im machshava metamaso chutz mina itzba. So what does that mean? It means that you can't say the cases that he did kitsua. Because specifically he's dealing with these cases of these flat sheets. And they don't need any maisa at all. So it must be that the case in the Mishnah is just machshava. Is that correct? And if it's just machshava, then you go back to saying that it must have been he must have been Kona. Because you can't say that it needed this maisa. Because it says specifically, it doesn't need any maisa. So now it says like this. So this problem bothered Rabbah and Rav Yosef for 22 years. And they didn't have an answer. This is the story I was telling you about. It's funny, I don't remember where it was from. Until Rav Yosef became the Rosh Shiva and he answered it. So Rabbah was like considered the greater. Rav Yosef was the younger. And apparently when Rabbah died, Rav Yosef needed some chizuk to put him into a position that people respected him. So it's a little bit like a siyata d'shmaya, that this question stumped Rabbah and Rav Yosef for 22 years. And then when Rav Yosef was put into as the Rosh Shiva, he was able to answer it. And that sort of helped to solidify his reputation a little bit. So anyway... So he was able to answer it. What was his answer? He said, "Shini Hashem kishini ma'isa dami." Ooh, that's tough. Shini ma'isa my time. Hasam meikar etzim hashta kelim. Shini Hashem nami meikar korli mish mashcha leather or the hashta avarzin. Yeah, but is there no ma'isa anymore? So he goes like this. Hu itzva, b'loshan arami, ovo yeyesh gereta lo kani. So now as it come out, so it comes out he doesn't need to do any ma'isa. Is that right? So really yeyesh is not kona. And yeyesh is not kona. So how is it, what changes the shame?
She literally do an act of violence that has no physical manifestation.
But it doesn't mean, ain't it tzricha kitsua? Yeah, but did he do the kitsua or not? Tosafos says it's by in a tzricha kitzua, right? He says, "Kevin de ruil hishtamesh below kitzua ain kitzua shelo choshuv shinu meisa klal." It's mashma he did the kitzua, right? But it's not coming about me did shinu meisa.
It sounds like your makshava would still be chal even if you didn't do it.
If you're the baal. You don't need to do anything. Your machshava is chal, correct? Well, that's the worst question. It definitely is a case he did kitsua. He had to do something, no? Or did he just start sitting on it? It's just saying that kitsua is completely irrelevant. So it wouldn't even be like a. It wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't even be a heksher to the shame, like you were saying. But it's not through shinoi maisa, it's through shinoi hashem. What's the difference between shinoi hashem and shinoi maisa? No difference, he says. What is going on over here? Weren't we saying shinoi maisa always gives it a new shame? So what is the difference over here? What are they expressing? Shinoi hashem, shinoi maisa, dami. Shinoi maisa. So it is possible to have a shinoi hashem without a shinoi maisa, right? Like for instance, the next case. If you take a beam and you build it into a roof, so did you change the beam at all? No, nothing. But now, because of its situation, it's called part of a roof. Right? That's what they mean. And sometimes you can have a shinoi shame without doing a maisa, just from the way it's physically being treated. So mistava over here by the oros too. Ah. So why is that I'm not a maisa? And will that work without yeish? That becomes a big question. Or like Tleva Nasa Ayal, the Gemara said it should be Shina Shame.
Is making something heck to Shina Shame or Shina Maisa?
Shina Shame.
Shina Shame, the Gemara says eventually. In other words, the bottom line of that Tosafos Shinoi Hashem is very difficult. It almost itself is a contradiction, right?
Oh yeah.
Because he says, "Avol Shinoi Hashem Gereda, Shinoi Hashem alone, Lo Kani Belo Yeish O Shinoi Maisa." Well, what does that mean? Shinoi Hashem is not kona without Yeish or without Shinoi Maisa. Well, if there's Shinoi Maisa, what do you need Shinoi Hashem for? What does he mean, a Shinoi Hashem without a Shinoi Maisa? What's a Shinoi Hashem with a Shinoi Maisa?
And what's a Shinoi Maisa without a Shinoi Hashem?
And what's a Shinoi Maisa without a Shinoi Hashem?
What's a Shinoi Hashem?
So, Mastava, you'll say Shinoi Hashem without a Shinoi Maisa, that's not so hard. Because that you can say is the beam. Because you didn't really do anything to the beam.
Can you use it as part of your building?
Yeah, but that's all undoable. Is that what the Gemara says later? That's all chos l'briaso. So in terms of shinoi...
That's not
even
shinoi.
Huh?
That's not even shinoi.
Okay, but in other words,
There's a shinei hashem where I just say, like a carbon. That's a carbon. But then there's a shinei hashem where it comes about through its overall structure. I might have done I didn't necessarily do a shinei maisa to the chefza, that the maisa made it different. But the mice, but because of where it is now, it has a shame. In other words, where is its shame coming from? Is the shame coming from simply a designation? Okay, that would require yeish for sure. Or is the shini or shame coming about because of some alteration, meaning like in its surroundings? Not that I took the thing and converted it. Similar, we were discussing this a long time ago. We were discussing shinei echoz l'briaso. Like each thread, you could say, if you steal thread and you make a beged out of it. So each thread is not really changed. It's just because they're all sewn together, now I call it a beged. But that's a shinei echoz l'briaso, actually. But all right, we'll have to see. Right now we've